first seal tonight is, today my eyes are being enlightened to understand what God has for me. Let's pray about that. Today my eyes are being enlightened to understand what God has for me. In Jesus' name. Number two, revelation knowledge will no longer pass me by. I'm renewed in the spirit of my mind. Let's pray about that. Hakabo sandarada ba 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 sandro. Halaka sandro kororobo sandro. Helerarabo sandereke sandarada ba 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 sanda. Heke seke rororo. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Rakata nanarobo hodorobo sandra. Hamba mama sandro kote seke nana mama sanda. Ye ko ko se le ra va za ra ra ba sanda. Vre ke te de ra bo bo sando. Ya ka na 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 mo sende de ke sende. Hera ra bo ro ko sando de ko sando. I'm being renewed in the spirit of my mind. Oro bo sanda ra ba ba sanda. Vre ke te de ra ba ba sando ro ko ro ba sanda. Ye ka na 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 ma ma sando ro ro ba ba sende de ke sende. He la ra ra ba 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 sando ro ko to te ke sende. In Jesus' name. Number three, answers, solutions, and ideas will not remain buried and lie dormant in my spirit. Rivers of life is flowing out of me because my soul is clean. Let's pray about that. Answers, solutions, and ideas will not remain buried and lie dormant in my spirit. Rivers of life is flowing out of me because my soul is clean. Haka sandara da bo sendere bahanda. Ha ba 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 sandoro kloro ko sandoro. Ye vra ka ta ta ra ba 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 ba. Vre ko sandoro do bo sanda. Ye ka na 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 ma ma sandoro ko re ba 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 sando. Vre kle re re da ba 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 sandoro. Ha ka ta na 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 ma sandoro ko sando. Ye da 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 ba 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 ba. Ye ko sandoro. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. We pray. Tonight, I want to increase your level of expectancy. Increase your level of excitement. Increase, notice I'm using the word increase on purpose, because I don't want anybody to remain complacent with the expectations. I don't want anybody to remain complacent with their excitement, and I don't want anybody to remain complacent in their honor towards apostle. So tonight I'm going to challenge you to increase all of those things. I'm going to use one passage of scripture that we've made it, well, I'm going to use two passages of scriptures that we've made to be universal truths, but that actually was personal truths for that particular person in the Bible, and from that we're supposed to pull the principles on how to apply it to our lives. All right? Turn with me to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Because the Apostle Paul, in his fourth chapter, gives us the five offices, fivefold ministry gift offices, and then he gives us the reasons why. And it's very important that you understand this, because let me prelude what I'm about to say tonight by saying this. I can only speak for this house. Okay, so a lot of times I'm going to be emphasizing apostle, I'm going to be emphasizing what he's saying, but I can only speak for this house. All right, so those that are watching by internet, you need to take the principles that I'm saying and apply it to your house. Whoever your leader is, whoever words that whoever is speaking into your life. So I want you to understand this. So it's not that I'm going to be preaching about apostle or preaching or preaching or lifting apostle up, but I do want your eyes to be open and really understand why God has placed him in our lives. All right, I want you to understand this. This has a lot to do with your soul being clean. A lot of us are not going to get our soul. See, here's one thing we must understand. God does not operate outside of his government. He does not operate outside of the apostolic. So God is not going to do anything for us until we become accountable to his government. All right, so sometimes we're working on getting certain things clean out of our soul, as apostles have been teaching us. I hope tonight that it really opens up for you to understand how important his words are to us. Yeah. I want to emphasize that. I will be emphasizing it, but I don't want you to think that I'm trying to push him up in front of you. I want you to understand the place that God has placed him in our lives is up to us to understand the importance. You know, it's Jesus, the Bible says Jesus went into his hometown and could do no mighty works because the people didn't believe. So the thing Jesus did was turned around and began to teach them. So until they believe. So if we read that properly, it is the words of Jesus that he was teaching to them that called them to believe, to receive what God had for them. Are you seeing this? Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors, some teachers. Verse 12, here's the reason: for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Verse 13, this is important that you understand this. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Notice the word, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. The reason why God placed those fivefold ministry gifts in our lives is so that we will not be torn and tossed and thrown back and forth by every doctrine that comes. And this is important. This is important. Notice he said, till we all come in the unity of the faith. That's what he said, right? What it means, till we all come into the unity of the faith, simply means this. To everybody in the body of Christ is in the place that God had ordained them. All right? The reason why the Bible or Jesus kept referring and Paul kept referring to the body of Christ is because all of us should be able to easily understand of how the body of Christ works. Why? Because we have a body. Right? So if we have a body, we all have different working members of the body. All right? So the way our body works is it receives information from our mind, our brain, that gives it signals, right? And so our brain, it also, watch this, our body also reproduces cells. But do you realize that the cells that go to the heart only receive signals from the brain about the heart? The cells in your toes don't receive signals about your heart. It doesn't need to. But do the heart need the toe? Yeah. If you don't have your toes, you ain't got no balance. If you ain't got no balance, you can't walk. You can't move nowhere, so your heart can't be exercised, so therefore it don't get no stronger. But yet, the cells that are in your toes receive information from the brain concerning the foot. My point is that in this house, and I'm going to prove it to you biblically, in this house, We should be meditating what God is saying through our apostle. I can't be concerned about what's going on in other houses. And watch this. And here's where the trick of, the enemy is very cunning. He's very cunning because what he does is he tries to use the Bible to confuse you. Here's what I mean by this. Here it is, apostle is now telling us how to clean our soul. Right? And all of a sudden, out the blue, we get a revelation from some other speaker that takes our attention off of what's being taught in the house. And so we become tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind. You're not going to be fooled by somebody come and say any craziness. What you're going to be fooled by is somebody coming along that seems like it's right. Watch this. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love and may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body and edifying of itself in love. So in other words, it's not about the whole body of Christ being together and we all singing kumbaya. It's about everybody doing what they need to, what they're designed by God to do. Once the toe figure out what it's supposed to do and the heart figure out what it's supposed to do, they both do their respective jobs and the body functions. So really it makes no sense for me to be trying to go get no other revelation. Because if I'm a cell of the toe and I go out and start getting information about the heart, then I'm gonna be trying to apply heart information in the toe. And therefore, it's gonna be confusion that sets in. Turn with me to Joshua, the first chapter. And I'm not even gonna be long tonight. I'm gonna be about 30, 35 minutes, because this ain't gonna take long. Oh, y'all laughing because y'all think I'm lying. That's what y'all laughing for. I'm doing this because I just want, please take this all in fun. I want to jab at you and get out the way so that you can continue focusing on cleaning your soul. But I want to make sure you understand the importance. See, for instance, some of us are trying to figure out what to use to soak our soul with. You ain't got to pray too long about that. The reason why you got to pray too long about that, why you think God is giving us seals every Sunday and Wednesday through apostle? I mean, you don't have to figure out too much on what to soak with. You might have to ask God on what to soak. Because apostle don't know all what y'all going through. God knows what you're going through, but I tell you what, when God knows what you're going through, he speaks through our man of God and releases the right words, the right sentence, the right spirit so that we can grab that thing and we can begin to soak with it. Is this making sense? Joshua. Joshua, the first chapter. We're going to take our time and read the first few verses. Verse 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun. Who's speaking to Joshua?
The Lord.
He spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, who's speaking again?
The Lord,
all right. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not be any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Who's talking? Who he's talking to? All right. So that means Joshua can clearly hear the voice of God. Right? Okay. Verse 6, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Verse 7, listen very carefully. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Who's talking?
The Lord.
Who he's talking to?
The Lord.
And in the seventh verse, he said, only be thou strong, very courageous, thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Oh, wait a minute. God, you here talking to me in person. You talking to me in person. God, here you are, your presence, you talking to me. And you telling me that I got to do what Moses say do? Wait a minute, God, why don't you just, you here. Your presence is here. Why don't you just tell me yourself? He said, be strong and only courageous. Why? Right? That's the, ain't that what he said, right? Now, verse 8. We have taken this to be a universal law. Or universal truth, but this was a personal truth for Joshua that we're supposed to take the principle from. Verse 8. How I know this? Because of how it's written. The very first word, it says what? This book of the law. Now, here's my question. Was the rest of the Bible written? All Joshua really had was what Moses had said. God said this, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Turn with me to Joshua, the sixth chapter. Now here, I want to make sure you understand what's happening. God is his presence is there with Joshua. And tell it, look what he told Joshua. I mean, look at all the wonderful things he told Joshua. He said, I'm going to be with you like I was with Moses. Look at all the wonderful things he said, I'm going to be with you like I was with Moses. See all the land from this river to that coast, that great sea to the coast, and I'm going to give it to you. Because I told Moses I was going to give it to him. So now I'm going to give it to you. He started saying all these wonderful things to Joshua. Then he told Joshua, I want you to do what I told Moses to do. Now, Joshua, if you meditate on this book, what book? What Moses said. Go to Joshua, the sixth chapter. This is very important now, very important. It's very important that you understand this, what this principle about understanding the words that God gives our apostle for us. If we meditate those words, I know it's going to take time to sit again because we for so long have been using Joshua 1 and 8 as a universal truth. instead of taking the principle for it. Okay, let me, all right. It is a waste of your time. For it's a waste of our time, your time, my time, and apostle time, and who all in it. It's a waste of our time for us to come sit here on a Sunday morning. God speaks to us through apostle, and we don't think about what apostle said again. Why come? If Joshua 1 and 8 is the universal truth that we've designed it to be because of religion, then why of us, some of us are still dealing with issues that we can't get rid of? Because remember I said earlier that the power of God does not operate outside of the apostolic. Apostle said something about 2 weeks ago. He said, sonship equals ownership. When he said that, I was sitting there, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, sonship equals ownership with accountability. Other words, as a son of God and as a spiritual son of apostle, everything that God has spoken to him, every grace that's on his life, I have ownership of. You have ownership of. But the problem is I can't take it and do what I want with it. I have to be held accountable with that ownership. So God was telling Joshua, and it's amazing that God was standing right there, to me, I was like, God, you here, we talking, why you just don't tell me? Why don't you just... But God was holding Joshua accountable. He was holding Joshua accountable because he knew Joshua was going to be affecting the lives of other people. See, it's dangerous to have somebody unaccountable talking into your life. One of the first things that a person must have as a Christian is they must have accountability. Joshua, the sixth chapter. Ain't gonna be but a few more minutes. I'm almost finished. Joshua, the sixth chapter, in the first verse, says, now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None without and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, or I need you to imagine, I've given unto thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. Wait a minute. Verse 1 said, now Jericho was strictly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went in, none came, and none came, none went out, none came in. And God told Joshua, see, I have given into thy hand Jericho. So that means Jericho was still shut up. But Joshua had to see or understand or imagine that God had given them Jericho. Now my question is, what was Joshua soaking with to be in a position to see Jericho had been given to them? Are you seeing this? God told Joshua in the first chapter, I want you to do everything I told Moses told you to do. He said, don't turn from the left or the right. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein. How? Day and night. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then thou shalt have good success. So here it is, Joshua leading the people of God, meditating, soaking on what Moses said at the instructions of God. Notice who's with Joshua. Moses is dead. Other words, watch this. Listen at me. Apostle ain't going everywhere with you. He's not going to be there when you face all challenges. But guess what? That book of the law going to be there. So if I begin to meditate that book of the law, when I face my wall of Jericho, I'll be able to see myself overcoming it. And because I can see myself overcoming it, I now am conditioned in my soul to receive the instructions on what to do to make it manifest in the natural. See, what happens is we run into certain situations and certain issues. We face certain challenges. And so we as Christians, what we do is we go try to find somebody that wrote a book on that particular subject. Oh, I'm touching you now. I'm touching you. I know I'm touching you. We go find a book written by a particular person on that particular subject, and we start studying that book and ignoring our apostolic law and wondering why we can't get no results. Because we read the word, we reading all the ABCs, the 1, 2, 3s of how to deal with this particular situation, because this person has an anointing in that area, but we've forsaken our apostolic covering for that anointing. When inside the apostolic is everything we need. Are you seeing this? I hope this is registering with you. How many times we have done it? We have, all of us have done this. We have done it sporadically. We'll come to church and apostles say something that registers with us. And we take that thing and we pound on it, and all of a sudden we get a breakthrough. But not because, watch this, because of ego and pride and because we have a lack of trust. Go to 1 John 2. It might seem like I'm preaching up apostle, but I need you to understand. I understand the principle now. Everybody understand what I'm saying? I understand what I'm saying. See, God will begin to talk to you based on what apostle is saying. That's what he did with Joshua. He talked to Joshua based on what Moses was saying. If Joshua would have ignored and say, we're gonna try to figure this out. We're gonna try to get this done. I'm gonna meditate some other stuff. Then he'd have never been in the position. His soul wouldn't have been clean to receive the instructions that God had for him to overtake Jericho. 1 John 2. Let me get there real quick. First John 2, verse 27. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. Ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teach you of all things and is truth, and as no lie, even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Go back to verse 24. Now watch this, because people take this scripture out of context. I don't need nobody to teach me nothing. I got the anointing from Jesus. I don't need to. Well, I wonder what would have happened if Joshua would have said that same thing. I wonder what would have happened. I wonder if the walls of Jericho would have fell down if Joshua would have said the same thing that we, those with egos and pride and don't understand the apostolic, if they say the same thing, if Joshua would have said that, what would have happened? No walls would have fell. Nothing would have happened. Verse 24, let that therefore abide in you which you have heard from the beginning. Which you have heard from the beginning. Other words, they were taught some things before. And in order for them not to be thrown off by every wind of doctrine, he's reminding them to stick with the anointing that is in you. How did anointing come? It came, watch this, from your learning of previous truths. It came from time being invested in us. It came from the hours that apostles been spending with God to help us get insight or get understanding or get enlightened as to what God has planned for us. We do ourselves a disjustice if we do not consider what God is saying through our apostle. Some of us still hadn't caught on to the soul and what he's been saying yet. The way you catch on to it is you go back and meditate it. You might not understand all of it as of yet, but you go back and you. I'm sure Joshua didn't understand all that God had told to Moses. That's why God told him, I need you to not turn from the left or to the right. But I need you to meditate this thing day and night that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein. Then thou can make that way prosperous. Then thou can have good success. Last one, John, the 6th chapter. Verse 60. John 6, chapter verse 60. Jesus got through talking to a larger group of people. And in the 60th verse, he was actually talking, teaching in the synagogue. And Jesus was saying, who eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood had eternal life, verse 54. Jesus was saying some deep stuff. All right. We go to verse 60. Many, therefore, of the disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is an hard saying. Who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured it, added, he said unto them, does this offend you? What and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? Now watch this. Who is Jesus talking to? His followers, his disciples. These are people that are supposed to be surrounding him, right? These are people that's hearing his teachings. Here's what he's saying. He's talking to them, all right? This is what he said. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you that no man come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye go away? Will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Now, by Peter making this particular statement, lets me know that when Jesus was talking to the disciples and he said, watch this, when he said in verse 63, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit of life, that he was talking to those disciples. So we ought to draw out of this the same principle. See, some of y'all scared. We ought to draw the same principle. Peter said, Lord, where are we going to go? We ain't going to leave you. We have nowhere to go because you have the words for eternal life. Every time apostle speaks to us, every time he opens his mouth, those words, it's the Spirit. Watch this. It is the Holy Spirit that's going to enlighten them for you. But just because they're not enlightened to us don't mean they're not spirit and they're not life. If what apostle's saying is not spirit and not life to you, it's because you ain't letting the Holy Spirit enlighten it to you. You ain't letting the Holy Spirit make it alive for you. It is our expectation. It is our desire to know what God is saying to apostle that makes it come alive to us. If you walk in here any Sunday, any Wednesday, any special event that may be going on in Word of Life where apostle is speaking, and you walk out of here and you ain't changed, that's your fault. It's not his fault. It's your fault if you don't walk out of here changed. Why? Because we didn't allow. Jesus said this. Jesus said, you have a, watch this. This is how much meditating is important. And meditating on some of the things that apostle says. Jesus said this. Jesus said, I have many things to say to you. Talk to the disciples. He said, but you can't handle them right now. He said, but how be it when the Spirit of truth is come? He will not teach of himself, but he will talk about me and show you things to come. There are things that apostle is saying. His sentences are loaded. Do you realize that when he speaks, that every time he speaks, there are answers loaded in that one statement that I may get an answer that you may not get. Understand what I'm saying? You may get an answer that I may get an answer you may get. You may get an answer I may get. You may get an answer that she ain't gonna get. She gonna get an answer that you ain't gonna get in that one statement. Why? Because when you go back and let the Spirit quicken it, what is being said, then those words become spirit and become life. Notice what it said. They become spirit and they become life. Are you seeing this? So as I close, because y'all, some of y'all didn't think I was going to do it, I want you to begin to, here's one of the things that you need to make yourself understand. When I walk into the walls of Water Life Christian Center. And you got to make this, because this is the thing I do. Let me tell you what I do. And I walk into this house. I tell myself, your apostle is about to begin talking. I need you to be, I do this to myself. I talk to myself. So you need to be alert. Because, and watch this, you need to be alert at all times because you don't know what he's going to say, when he's going to say it, and how he's going to say it. But Holy Spirit, I want to be alert that whatever the answer for that I need to hear comes out, I'll be alert to catch it. So I can catch it, and once I catch it, I can go back and meditate it. Because listen, all of us face the walls of Jericho. We all face the walls of Jericho at some point in our lives. And based on biblical precedent, those walls are supposed to fall. So if those walls are supposed to fall, then I need to follow the principles that Joshua did to make those walls fall. So I don't need to run all over creation to try to figure out to get an answer. I don't need to go to this meeting, that meeting, the other meeting, all these other meetings to get an answer. If I can save myself the energy and time, and all I do is turn that switch on in my soul that lets me know my apostle is my mouthpiece from God. Whatever he says and whatever God tells him to say, I receive it, I'm going to meditate it, and therefore I'm going to get the answers to whatever I need to get answers to, and all my walls are going to fall. Lift your hand if you need to offer an envelope. The ushers are in the aisle to serve you. This is why Ms. Thompson always emphasized getting a CD. This is why Apostle emphasized getting a CD. It's not so much of selling a CD. It's so that, that's why he pushed LeroyThompson.tv so much. Watch an archive. You can have it playing. You can have it going. You can have it. You can be, the Bible talks about being renewed in the spirit of your mind. What that means is simply is that, watch this. When you renew your mind, your spirit becomes free. Anybody come to me and tell me about sin and you know, the church is trying to keep you in bondage, they don't want to let you live. Listen, I choose to live holy. I choose to avoid sin. The reason why I choose to do that is because I now understand that there are wages for sin. Those wages are wounds in my soul that Satan be tap dancing on. And I can quote all the word I want to quote. I can quote all the scripture I want to quote. Satan is right there behind me in God's face saying, you see this wound. Don't give her nothing. Don't give him nothing. You see this wound. So this is why I don't want sin. This is why I want to live holy. Because I want my soul to be clear. I don't want the soul creating no wound and letting no darkness in. I tell you what, just try it for 30 days. Put the books down, all them other books, all them other authors. I'm just going to say it. Just put all them other authors down. Just put them down. Just 30 days, put them on the side. And begin to meditate what Apostle Thompson is saying. And I promise you, the answer that you were looking for, in that other book, nothing against the other book, I can't speak for another house. I can't speak for, I'm not saying God ain't telling him write the book. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is, why are you going to forsake why would you not allow what you are hearing on Sundays and Wednesdays to penetrate your spirit and penetrate your soul and give it a moment to work? Before you go running off outside the house, Lauren and Layla don't have to go ask nobody else for no money. They don't have to leave my house going to ask nobody else for no money. Because every morning before they leave, I say, hey, do y'all need anything? Do you need some money? Do you need what you need? Do you need this? They don't have to leave out my house for anything that they need. Leroy don't have to leave for nothing. He don't have to go outside for nothing. I can get everything out. And what I don't have in there, this is key now, what I don't have in my house that they need, I'm well able to go get it and bring it back in. I hope y'all caught on to that analogy. Let's lift our offerings up.